Welcome back to the IUFRO Division 3 podcast series hosted by myself, Preston Green. For this episode, we're going to change geographic gears here a little bit away from Europe and move to the Southern Hemisphere. Today, I got with me a guy that really gets his boots on the ground, Mr. Reen Visser. Welcome to the podcast, Reen.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Reen, you've got a really impressive resume and you're quite the busy guy. So first off, thanks for taking the time to come on to the podcast. And secondly, let's start off with a little bit of background. Where are you from?
From New Zealand. The last 8 years I've been Director of Studies of the Forest Engineering Group there at the School of Forestry, University of Canterbury, and that's based in Christchurch in the South Island. But I actually started off by studying agricultural engineering, which is my undergraduate degree, which was in Canterbury. But I also did a master's degree at UC Davis, so I did have some experience there on the western side of the USA. Took the opportunity after a couple of years of work to complete my PhD in forest engineering, and that was in Austria. In terms of work experience, spent 4 or 5 years working with LIRO, Logging Industry Researchers Association, as well as 8 years at Virginia Tech on the eastern side of the USA.
Well, like I said, a great resume, and it's awesome that you have all that networking experience across the continents. People with those kind of networks and connections in diverse places are really what we want to highlight. What's your role in IUFRO?
So as of 2014, I've been the coordinator of the harvesting and processing systems. I've got two deputies, Hans Sapan from the USA, as well as Morgan Villaroth from France. Previously, I was a deputy in the logistics section. I think we've got two key tasks within that role as coordinator. One is to help promote events associated with harvesting and processing, as well as disseminate research findings so that there's better collaboration between the groups, but also that there's a better uptake of research that's being completed by all the different people around the world.
And your research area focuses in steep terrain, right?
That's correct, yeah. My earlier research work focused on the environment, looking at reducing environmental impacts of harvesting operations, but also focused early on improving, optimizing cable logging systems. So most recently, there has been a real focus on steep terrain. There's been a lot of accidents and injuries associated with cable logging systems. So we've been looking to improve, and mainly through mechanization, to try and improve steep terrain harvesting. One specific example, or an exciting example, is these cable assist machines. They're looking to be a much safer alternative to motor manual felling on steep terrain.
New Zealand is kind of leading the charge on that effort, and it's picking up some traction in the West Coast, especially at Oregon State. So I'm excited to see where that goes in the future as well. Reen, can you provide some recent examples of your contributions to IUFRO?
Well, we're making this podcast here in Austria. We're at the FORMEC meeting, which is organized every year. It's the counterpart to the North American Coffee meeting. We've got 200 people here from 30 different countries, and that's an example of one of the events that fits very well into the IUFRO network. It's a great networking opportunity. A lot of young people here, young researchers, especially from countries Eastern Europe, in Asia, as well as the Middle East, are participating in these events. So we really are promoting forest engineering across the globe, which is a specific goal of IUFRO. The other thing that I'm involved with in terms of being on the technical committee of FORMEC is to ensure that the publications, the proceedings that come out of these events are of a high standard and are made available through the web so that all students that are interested in forest engineering have access to this very good information. Another example of my future activity is that we have the opportunity to host the FEC, which is the Forest Engineering Conference. It occurs every 4 years and it's specifically set up to be a very international event. So we'll host it in 2018 in New Zealand in Rotorua, and we look forward to welcoming researchers from all over the world. And what we'll focus on there is ensuring safe and viable harvesting operations in the modern world.
That's really good that there's a future outlook and there's a plan set up for the future that will help to bridge these networks and connections. So Reen, on a different episode, we talked with Hans Heinemann, and he mentioned the idea of a forest engineering incubator. Essentially, the idea is that It's a process to create future students in master's and PhD programs of forest engineering. You're involved in something pretty much directly related to that concept, right?
Yes, we always try to ensure that we have exchange programs. Effectively, what that means is that we send our better students from Canterbury University across. We have specific exchange programs with UBC as well as Virginia Tech, but students also have the opportunity to attend different universities as well. In return, we get some very good students from North America and Europe visit us, and I always try to encourage and facilitate those type of exchanges because I know that I personally benefited greatly from that type of an opportunity and certainly hope to promote that with our future crop of researchers as well as practitioners as well. The nice thing is research stays very, very interesting, and though while I personally focus on steep terrain research work, I have a large number of bachelor dissertation students as well as master's and PhD research students that I mentor, and they cover a really large range of topic all the way from logistics, integration of technology, as well as through to some of the tension monitoring work and developing new equipment. So that's exciting, working towards the future, and I think these people really benefit from that incubation type program.
And it's really not that hard to get into, right? I mean, if you're at these universities and programs that offer these sorts of exchange programs, it's not the world's most difficult thing to be a part of, right?
Each university has its own standards with regard to exchange. For example, at the University of Canterbury, the students must have a B average in their second year, in which case they can either go for 6 months or 12 months and study elsewhere. So they do have to be students in good standing and have to be performing reasonably well, but it's correct. It's not that onerous. And in fact, there's quite a few scholarships available that help support student exchange programs.
Like I said, Rean, that's exactly the kind of stuff that we look for in these podcasts and the people that we're hoping to develop. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here with Rean Visser, and it was a pleasure to have you here today and learn more about your expertise and contributions to IUFRO as well as forest engineering as a whole. Thank you, Rean.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here, and look forward to future podcasts from different contributors as well.
For more information about this podcast, please visit the IUFRO website, www.iufro.org. IUFRO Division 3 podcasts are produced by myself and Woodham Chung, with support from Faye and Lucille Stewart Endowment Funds at Oregon State University.